I didn't have a homily for Calvary because we didn't celebrate Mass there. Instead, we were blessed to be able to attend Mass there. But I remember when we first came up there, and the first time I had ever seen Calvary, it looked very different than it would have looked about 2,000 years ago. Now it is part of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and it doesn't seem to have that same rocky hill, grassy area that we find in the Holy Scriptures. But part of the rocky hill of Calvary can still be seen through protective glass. And each one of us had the opportunity to go and touch the place where it is believed that Christ's cross was embedded in that rock and where he died in order to save us. But we might wonder what the whole area might have looked like. I mean, after all, it's a giant church now, and Calvary is only one small portion of this Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Well, if we look at sacred scripture, and actually if we also look at the archaeological information regarding this particular site, we would know that it was an old abandoned rock quarry. That the rock of that quarry was rejected. It was a low-quality limestone rock. And certain parts of it were used as vegetable gardens, as we see in Holy Scripture. And other parts were used for family tombs. And it's interesting that that would be the case, though, when we think about what we also read in Scripture. We might recall the phrase, "The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone." Well, we all know that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of our faith, and that he was rejected by the Jewish leaders, who were the builders of the faith community during his time when he walked the face of the earth. In fact, the Jewish builders were also the ones who were responsible for the building of the temple that was there in the time of Christ, the physical building that was there in the time of Christ. But Christ built the new temple, the temple that is his church, of which he is the cornerstone. And so it's interesting that rock builders rejected this rock of Calvary as inferior, as unsuitable to use for building. And likewise, Jesus, our new cornerstone, has been considered unfit, unsuitable as a leader in the faith community. But it's really quite powerful to think about it, to think about how Christ built this new temple that is the mystical body of Christ, that is the church, by offering himself up on the cross. This gift, this infinite gift of love made by an infinite person, a divine person, God himself, in human flesh, given up for us, a gift of himself made out of love, infinite love, to God the Father, a gift so pleasing to God the Father that it made up for all of the sins of all of humanity for all time. And it was a gift of himself, this gift of himself, that led to us receiving the great gift of salvation. It is from the sacrifice on the cross that all the merits, all the graces that we as Christians receive, all of that comes from this act of Jesus Christ, this act of self-sacrifice, this act of infinite love. And it is also amazing that we are given this very source of grace in every Mass. In every Mass, we have this profound grace of Christ's sacrifice on the cross made present to us again through sacramental signs on the altar. And we were blessed to be able to attend a solemn high Mass in Latin on Calvary, one morning on our trip. And that was quite a blessing, quite an amazing experience to be present at the site where the crucifixion took place while we entered into that sacred mystery of the crucifixion as we were there at Mass.